Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Hump Day, Camel Nation. Nico and Cheyenne.
I have a question for you, Nico.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Uh-huh.
How jazzed are you that your wife and kid come home today?
You have no idea.
Yeah?
You have no idea.
Is the house too quiet? Is it officially getting too quiet?
I FaceTimed her for an extensive amount last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, way too long. She was like, leave me alone. I have to go to bed because over there, she's in Miami. For anybody, or Boca Raton, for anybody who's not following along the story, my wife went to go visit her parents who relocated from New York to Florida. So she's having the best time ever.
I bet she is.
And she's going to be really sad to leave. But also, I'm not really sad that she's leaving.
I love that she's coming home.
Yeah.
It's been a long week for you, but equally like a very fast week.
Yeah.
Which I think has been really beneficial for you.
I'm good with this amount of time.
Yeah.
Anything more than this, too much.
Yeah.
It's abusive.
Well, I'm glad that she's going to be home today.
I'm super happy.
For you.
Thank you.
Enjoy that.
Thank you so much,
Cheyenne. You're welcome.
I'm also happy that today is Chinese New Year.
Happy Chinese New Year.
And it is officially the year of the camel, baby.
Yeah.
So grab a hub and hang out. No. thank you, Abe. I love impressing Abe because he's so smart and witty. It's like when you impress him, you're kind of impressing dad a little bit.
It kind of puts like an extra notch on your belt that you can walk a little bit taller.
You're like, I did well today. As long as I do that
once
a day.
Now I'm going to go home.
What is it for real, though?
You're the dragon. No, it is. I saw it was the year of the dragon. Is it not?
The amount of stern looks in the studio.
It's not the year of the rooster. That was like...
What is it, Dad?
No, because I'm a rooster.
Yeah.
It's not. No.
You're a rooster?
Not the year of the dragon. What year is it? Is it the horse?
I'm pretty sure it's a snake.
Snake?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to
Google. Can we not Google this, people?
Yeah.
And if we have anyone that celebrates Chinese New Year, please text us right now, 602-894-5653. We're all silly willies this morning.
Year of the...
I think it's the dragon.
Search Google Year of the Snake.
Oh,
yeah.
Attaboy, AB, baby. That's why we got you on our team. Year of the Snake.
Where did you get Year of the Dragon?
It was recently. I don't know. I thought I saw.
Because the sneakers that they came out with when they had the cool dragon.
Possibly.
Was Year of the Dragon yesterday? when it was still?
Well, it would have been last year. Like, it's annual. So
it was,
I don't,
somewhere in the last 2 years, I think, because I definitely remember the sneakers.
Oh, I think I'm the rooster.
I feel like I'm
the goat. Because you and I aren't 12 years apart, so we can't both be roosters.
That's true. No, we are not. Well, listen, guys, it's all happening. You're the horse. You're the dragon.
You're the
rooster.
You are a horse.
I am a horse.
Yeah.
Look at that. We got a horse.
That fits with the cowboy theme.
Thanks for noticing.
It's hard not to.
I've always wanted to be a horse.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Sabrina's very annoyed with her husband, Daniel.
I love it.
He does something every single day. She continually reminds him to stop doing it, and yet it persists.
Sounds like a typical marriage to me.
So, sounds healthy.
Sounds super healthy.
So, of course, we're going to break that news to him right now.
Hello?
Hi, Daniel?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm getting blown up by a number I don't know. What's going on? Well, how'd you get my number?
I had to dial a few times because you weren't answering, and I do have news for you.
Okay, generally I don't answer phone numbers that I don't know. But
I have news.
What's the news?
Your wife, Sabrina, wanted me to tell you that she hates when you wear her slippers outside to walk the dog every day.
What?
Did
she pay you for this?
This is not a paid service. I work pro bono. She went on to say, you know this. You know she doesn't like you wearing her slippers. You stretch them out and get the bottoms all yucky. She said yucky. And she said, you track dirt throughout the house, and she hates it. You. She hates it about you. She hates that about you.
Oh, my God. So this is a public service you're doing to let me know that my wife doesn't. You know what? Honestly, they're always right by the door. She has them set up perfectly. Uh-huh. They're super comfortable. I don't have any. The only slippers I have kind of hurt the back of my feet. They kind of give me blisters. So honestly, go tell her however you got in touch with her. I'm going to keep wearing them, all right?
So you refuse to yield.
I love the slippers.
You're not.
I refuse to yield.
You're
That's
not
right.
tapping out on this one. Hey, Daniel.
I fight for what I want in life.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. So you're saying that we have to now break news to your wife, which is pretty regularly on this show. We have to call her back and say, tough luck, lady.
I have a solution.
Yeah.
You could just go to TJ Maxx and get really cozy, fuzzy slippers that are in big boy sizes and problem solved.
I don't know. It's just not the same.
I feel like a hug on your feet, though. I kind of like how hers fit. That's hilarious. That's awesome. Thank you. You guys brighten my day. Thank you.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Producer AB Baby has a dilemma.
A moral one of sorts.
We all know when life gives you dilemmas, you make dilemonade.
I've never heard that, but I will forever use that.
I don't
amazing.
Think this show's not getting any better. Let's just go home. We have peace.
All right, so what's going on? What are you struggling with, Abe?
I know somebody with a birthday coming up that is about to be surprised with a party. And this person hates surprise parties. And not like in that cutesy little coy way of like, oh, don't surprise me. But deep down, they want it.
Uh-huh.
Truly, it's like their worst nightmare. But their friends and family don't seem to be getting the hint, and they're going to do it.
How do you know that they truly, of their hearts of hearts, don't like
I just know this person very well.
Oh, okay.
And I have to, I'm sorry for being
so
general.
Make sure.
Abe tried to throw a surprise party for this person, and they went ahead and murdered people.
No, I just, you know.
So, lesson learned.
I'm a good listener.
Don't do it again.
I'm a good listener. I listen to what people like and what they don't like. And I'm not involved with the planning, so I felt kind of bad, and I'm just like, man, what do I do? Because, like, I kind of want to like ruin it or at least warn them.
Allow me. I will give my
opinion
first.
I yield the floor to you, Nico.
I am a creature of loving chaos, okay?
Yeah.
So I say you shut your trap door. You see how this plays out. You videotape all of it. because it's going to be the best reaction to a surprise party ever.
Oh, you want me to be there? I wasn't going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't even going to be there? Why wouldn't you be there?
Because I don't want to see the fire. I don't care about the fireworks and the drama.
No, no. We got to hear about this. Yeah. Yeah, you got to be. That's my opinion.
If not for them, for
honestly,
us.
Honestly, though, if they're planning stuff, they're putting effort toward it, that's a gesture of true love.
Yeah.
And but like, I would not want to be the one to ruin that.
Doesn't this kind of go inside? Like, how many breaks have we done where we talk about knowing people's gifts and their personalities and, like, really knowing your, whether it's your partner or spouse, whatever. You know what I mean? Doesn't this kind of fit the same vibe?
Are you related to this person?
Not technically.
Okay. Are they your spouse?
No. But the people that are throwing it, there are blood relatives involved in that part of it.
And have you talked to them?
Yeah. I told them, like, and they're just like, oh, no, they, you know, it's going to be fun. And I'm like, Y'all just don't listen.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Cheyenne, what do you think you should do?
I think that there's a lot of personal emotion involved because you have the people planning it, right? Yeah. And you have the people who are involved and emotionally invested in planning this birthday party. Then you have the person who's getting the surprise birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about people planning it, but also you're going to ruin it for them, too. Like, if you say something, you're ruining it for a lot of people. I just don't like the thought of that.
I don't either. I've never ruined a surprise party before for anybody.
I vote you go and be there for moral support at the end and say, hey, man, I tried to tell them. They didn't listen, so this is where we're at.
Oh, he's going to, now then he's going to be like, why didn't you tell me?
Well, because I didn't want to ruin it because it's also a gift, right? It's a gift of love.
And to be clear, they don't mind a party. Why does it have to be a surprise?
But things are ruined. Things are absolutely ruined if they react badly to the surprise.
Yeah.
The vibe is off for the rest of the day.
It's going to get awkward.
What do you think they're going to do? They're just going to walk out?
I have no idea. That's why I don't want to find out.
You could be like, hey, if you were to have a surprise party, what would your reaction be? What would you do?
I'm just going to show up 30 minutes late.
Exactly. Like this guy. Whatever you do, do not be this guy.
Steven, how are you the last one to show up to your own party? That is messed up.
What party?
Your birthday party. What are you talking about?
What are you doing?
What?
Surprise party.
Surprise party?
Are you drunk?
Damn, it's a party.
Come out here, mess this up.
or you be that guy, and you're kind of like the hero.
All right, so shots of tequila ahead of time.
There you go.
Okay.
Let it ride. All right, Camel Nation, 602-894-5653. If you've ever witnessed a surprise gone wrong, I would love to hear about it. Producer AB Baby is struggling with the idea of ruining the surprise.
Which is so on par for him. He's the most genuine, good-hearted person I know.
I say, let it ride. See where the chips fall and then film the whole thing.
You're also a lover of chaos.
I am not a lover of chaos. In fact, I mean, I do think that you should go. I don't think you should ruin it. And I think you should go to be there as moral support of like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, okay. I'm sorry, but I'm here for you.
I support either one. Either way, you got to tell us a story. Rebecca in Maricopa, have you ever witnessed a surprise being ruined?
Oh, yeah. And I did it.
You did the ruining of the surprise?
You sound very happy about it.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, it was my ex's surprise party, and it was actually going to be thrown by, like, a group of our mutual friends. And it was like, gee, guys, thanks for doing this. You know, he's an a-hole.
I like that she was going to say it, and then she censored herself.
Okay, so clearly this happened after you guys broke up.
Yes.
So what happened?
I was not thrilled that they were giving him this nice big party, so I just made sure that he knew about it beforehand.
Dang.
That's ruthless.
I love it. I love it, though.
I'm here for the drama.
He probably answered the phone call and was like, what do you want?
Yeah.
Game.
He was like, oh, yeah, you know when you're supposed to meet, yeah, yeah.
Well, like, they're throwing you a surprise party.
For you.
Jeez.
Dang, I do not want to be your enemy.
I know, that sounds awful.
But also, I like your style.
Hey, they should not have done that. It's like, hey, you can't be friends with both of us, right?
There you go.
There you go. You got to pick a side.
Yeah. Pick your side. Exactly.
Cheyenne's got baby fever. She's got baby fever.
Okay, calm down. Calm down.
You saw this post.
Yes.
Ironically, it was on SportsCenter.
It was, because there's a reason why. But before I get into the facts of this, let me just tell you, I love babies. To me, there's no such thing as an ugly baby. Okay? Even newborns.
I'm kind of with you.
Kind of? I'll take kind of.
Yeah, I don't think all babies are beautiful.
I do. I love all babies.
Call me a terrible person, but if a baby is like a little funky looking.
No!
I have no problem saying to other people that baby is funky looking.
So then
I will not
know.
Say it to the parents, but anyway, yeah.
I
love babies too. Yeah, son. How can we not like babies?
So I need to know how much you love this. So there's this baby. It was this post was posted on SportsCenter. There's this baby that is 6 months old and 31 pounds. This baby is gigantuan. Okay.
Yo.
The only way I can describe this baby without you seeing it, and I mean this very respectfully. The baby looks like the Michelin Man. He's got rolls on rolls on rolls on rolls.
We're not ready? Here to make fun of a baby.
I'm going to show you. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
The butterfly. Let me
see that tutu roll.
The reason why this is on SportsCenter.
Hold on. The mom is also poking the belly. The baby's belly. Why is she poking the baby's belly like that?
Because it goes every time she pokes it. He's got no idea what's happening in his life right now.
Oh, look at that little chubster.
He's so cute. He's so cute.
He got more rolls than a Texas Roadhouse.
He does.
Sorry.
But the reason why this was posted on SportsCenter and the reason why this is so hilarious is because the Detroit Lions have commented on this mom's content twice in the last couple of weeks. The first one says, quote, dibs. The second one says, you have our attention.
I love that.
It's so funny because then you go to the comments, and obviously because the baby is so chubby, there's a lot of comments asking if the baby's okay. But then it's the funny comments that go, mom needs to be signed too for carrying around a 30-pound baby all day.
Yeah, right.
Valid. Who's the dad is the real question. Agreed.
Right.
Not the Detroit Lions pre-ordering their 2045 draft pick.
Somebody else said, bring him to the Giants.
Is the Michelin Man allowed to play? Yeah, the comment section is quite phenomenal.
Whamboy said, little bro is big ASF.
Yeah, he's a chunky
baby.
Thank
you, Whambro.
We'll put it on our story at Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram because you have to see this baby.
Yeah.
The mom says he is very healthy. He's just a 31-pound baby.
He's hefty.
You know, some babies are born at 12 pounds.
Let the baby be healthy.
Some six-month-olds are 31 pounds. But he is healthy.
Can you imagine?
So we can giggle at it.
That baby being birthed?
No. As a mothering mother.
How they say it's like, what do they say? It's like a squeezing a watermelon through it. That baby's like squeezing like a...
That baby's a patch.
Like it's
a watermelon patch.
Big watermelon. Like a award-winning watermelon.
Yeah.
So go to
our Instagram at Nico and Cheyenne, and I will put it on our story. So you too can enjoy in this 31-pound, 6-month-old baby.
Big baby!
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Campbell Country 1079.
Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
So I get the service where the USPS emails me every single day. And they say, here's the mail you should be expecting in your mailbox today.
What?
I know.
That's a thing?
When people don't know about it, it's really mind-blowing.
Yeah. That is a thing? How
you
is
know
that-
who introduced me to that? Producer AB Baby!
Yeah.
Serious? That's a...
It's 100% a service, and it's absolutely free.
They genuinely did not know
the
that.
The front of every piece of mail that you are going to receive. They even have another bar that says packages you are waiting on, and it gives you an update. It's kind of like tracking information.
I don't even care enough to do that, but I'm fascinated by the fact that this is a thing.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like Christmas Day going to my mailbox every day. I'm like, oh, look, another bill. Oh, look, another bill.
Hello,
I didn't
bills.
Know that.
Yeah, it's a service you can get. I'm sure a lot of people in the Valley have it, except for Cheyenne, of course. And what you do is you can see exactly what's coming in the mail for you in that day. And I got a piece of mail that said, Mr. and Mrs. Petru, my last name. And it was clearly written in like cursive writing. Mm-hmm. And it was either an invitation or, and then it said, Happy Holidays at the top of it.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Like, we're in like late January at this point.
Yeah, well.
It was a Christmas card.
Yeah. The holidays are a season. When it stops to some people.
Are you sure they weren't getting a jump on next year?
Well, yeah. I don't know. That's a good point, Abe. I'll wait till I open up the mail and see the Christmas card and the photo from 2024.
At least you got one, though.
True.
At least you got one.
Like a piece of Christmas card?
You yeah, at least the they sent you one.
I got
yeah.
a ton of Christmas cards.
But at least you got one from that specific person. Better late than never, right?
Oh, that's what you're saying. Better yeah. late than never on Christmas cards?
Yeah.
No, there's a window.
Bruh.
There is a window.
I mean,
cannot. No.
I feel like January, most of January is like a grace period because the holidays are so busy.
Cheyenne, people have already stopped saying Happy New Year.
So?
That's over. That portion of the year is over. You're telling me I'm going to have a flashback to Christmas?
Nico. You're not going to change my mind on this.
Why are you okay with this?
Because
that's my question.
I sent mine out a week and a half into January. That's why.
The truth shall set you free.
Here's the problem. I had them stamped. They were all addressed and ready to go.
You just never mailed them.
Halfway through December. I just never put them in the out. Box.
Eason's gonna be bearded by the time they go out. You'll be like, here's your Christmas card with Easton.
You
he's a little
that
boy.
Up like you were gonna have a legit excuse. Like, guys, they were ready to go, but I ran out of stamps. You were like, they were stamped and ready to go,
they
and
were.
I just didn't do it.
This is probably not news to some people. I have a serious procrastination problem.
That's pretty serious.
It is an ailment.
Yeah. That's post-procrastination problem right there. That's
so
heavy deep. You said you mailed them out a couple weeks into January?
No, it was like the week after.
Are you telling me I should expect your Christmas card in a couple days?
Bro, I gave you yours before Christmas break.
That
Stop
is
it.
True. You did not mail. You didn't mail mine. But dang.
I would rather get mine a month late than not get it. And then you waste money. Not me. Send me your card.
Not me.
I at want a Christmas card.
At least if I can keep it in my house for a couple days before I throw it away, I won't feel as bad. This one, directly in the trash.
Okay, hater.
Directly. See ya.
Scrooge.
Merry Christmas.
No!
Merry Christmas to the trash.
Good morning, Camel Country, 107.9 Nation, Nico Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. That was quite an intro.
I can't get over the fact that you, being a Disney adult, scoff at the idea of having a Disney wedding.
It's the price tag that comes along with it.
Everything at Disney is expensive.
I know.
They even charge you for the air you breathe once you get into the park. They're like, oh, a live person.
She sniffed.
You're going to have to breathe. More. Gotcha.
Yeah. But
so are you shocked by this?
I think it's the lack of what you get with it that is fascinating to me.
Okay, okay.
Because so I have a list.
So let's break it down. Okay. If you're an actual interested party, I want to hear from you right now.
Yeah.
602-894-5653 if you want to have your wedding at Disney. I find that to be psychopathic and amazing at the same time.
I would do it. I would do it in front of the castle at night. The pictures are absolutely stunning, but I'm going to get to the price tag of that.
Give it to me.
So $15,000 to $19,000 will get you something in like the backyard or like a side yard at the Disneyland Resort or something similar to that.
Okay, so this is not at the park.
It is, but it's not at like an attraction.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like a garden. Oh, like a garden.
Okay.
Okay, so for $20,000 to $25,000, you can get a venue at Epcot, Pandora, or Tower of Terror.
Okay.
Okay. $30,000 to $110,000. Yep. We'll get you a wedding venue at the main castle. It also gets you after hours.
Oh.
Or you can get married at the train station.
Aww.
Now, what if I told you that that was just the venue cost?
Ooh.
Because you also that doesn't have include to pay anything?
For $110,000? Nope. You mean to tell me Mickey's not doing your nuptials at that point?
Did you want your guests to eat at the park? Because for brunch...
Why not?
For brunch, per person, it will run you $140.
Per person?
Per person.
Ugh.
For lunch, $180. For dinner, per person, $240.
Sheesh.
Oh, did you also want flowers and decor? That's an extra cost.
Maybe.
Transportation, entertainment, main character meet and greets are all extra costs, including photography, videography, and day of coordination are all extra costs.
Oh, yeah. The mouse is raking it in.
That's wild to me.
Oof. So, theoretically, you can have like a $200,000 wedding at Disneyland.
Yeah, depending on where you do it at.
Right.
If I was going to do this, if this was me, it would be at night in front of the castle because it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
The lights, the romance behind it. My dream wedding is very romantic.
Oh, very whimsical?
Not even whimsical, soft romance. Elegant, soft romance.
You're woman talking right now.
I love flowers that are very delicate, like peonies and fluffy.
Oh.
You know, I love that soft romance.
Peonies.
Yeah.
And very delicate flowers.
Very delicate.
I don't know why a French man is going to be saying this, but it's happening.
Yeah. So
we will have a beautiful dinner in front of the castle.
Could you imagine, though?
With the Cinderella horse and carriage.
Yes.
Oh.
If I was going to, it would be that
magnifique.
At night. Yeah. With white flowers lining the aisle with glass, clear, see-through towers for the flowers to sit on, the clear chairs. Like, it would just hit so perfectly. And candles, all the candles.
Fellas, if this is something you're looking to get into for a couple hundred grand, please give Cheyenne her dream experience.
It's not, but the thing is it's a wedding at Disney is not my dream.
Well, I mean, if it was the top-notch one, though?
No, it still wouldn't be my
dream.
You wouldn't
do
it? No, it wouldn't. Because I do have something very specific in mind for when I get married. And it's not Disney. But I do love it.
I want to hear the response from the Camel Nation. This sounds absolutely incredibly crazy to me. If my wife-to-be had this on the books, I would be like, you are insane. We're going to Mexico. We're getting drunk with the rest of my friends and family. And we're having a party.
That sounds like a great time.
602-894-5653. You can text us or call us up and let us know. Cheyenne, if there's anybody in the world that I thought would be excited about the idea of getting married at Disneyland, I thought it'd be you.
That makes sense. It definitely is on par as to who I am as a person.
You have a Tinkerbell tattoo.
I know.
On your thigh.
It's gigantic.
Who is this? Where are you from?
Oh my gosh, this is Kathy. I'm from Goodyear.
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, what's going on? Would you get married at Disneyland?
No, never.
Where did you get married, Kathy? I'm curious.
I got married in Tolleson.
Oh, nice. I love Tolleson.
They call Tolleson the Disneyland of Arizona.
Hey, who does that? Who calls it, who calls it that?
So, Kathy, you pretty much got married at Disneyland. No, what was your wedding like? Was it quaint and fun? And
simple. It was simple. We just went to the court and got married.
Oh, okay.
Nice dress.
You didn't wear a nice dress.
No. I wore jeans.
You wore jeans, Kathy.
That's my camel girl right there.
That is the most wonderful thing. Because I like it because it's not about the wedding. It was about being married. And exactly. I love that.
We're going at 14 years married.
I love it.
Congratulations. Beautiful. That's awesome.
I'm married to Scotty the Hottie.
Oh, you're married to Scotty the Hottie. You hang on to that one.
They got
then.
Fun nicknames, too.
I know.
I love that.
That is what I aspire to be.
All right, so we got some text messages, too.
There's a text from the 480. I would rather get married at the Renaissance Festival than at Disney any day. Disney is just way too overpriced.
I love that. The Renaissance Festival.
You love the Renaissance Fest.
We've been there dressed up. My wife and I, single year since we moved here.
I'm so glad I get to third wheel your marriage. I can't wait.
And we're doing it again soon. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne, what's happening in your household? Because
guys,
I heard you shook it up a little bit.
What happened in my kitchen the other day was as rare as a solar eclipse.
Ooh, okay.
I taught my mother something about cooking that she did not know. And
she's a great cook.
My mom needs a cooking show. I floated my mom a TV series or like a YouTube series idea that I think she's like on board with for cooking. And I'm so stoked because this lady can literally cook anything out of nothing.
I love that.
The definition of we have food at home when you're like driving in the car is my mother.
Yeah.
You'd be like, there's not food. There is.
But mom.
Give her 20
can
minutes.
Can we stop over? We got food at home.
Right. So this lady can cook.
That's funny because growing up, just really quickly, we had one dish that my mom made all the time. I'm talking 90% of her meals was this.
Really?
It was baked chicken with potatoes and carrots.
Oh, yummy.
And that was it.
That's it?
With oregano. It was like a Greek seasoning every single day of my life, Cheyenne. So
that's
I'm glad to hear you had a little variety in your life.
We had a lot of variety. My mom can cook anything of any ethnicity. Like,
whoa.
It does not matter. My mom can cook.
Okay? Beautiful.
However, that was not the case the other day, you guys. And it was one of those moments where I stood in the kitchen standing next to her and I verbalized, let me just sit in this for a minute.
Yeah.
Is this what you feel like all the time? Because this is kind of nice.
Yeah.
So what it was is as much as she cooks and she does, she never roasts garlic.
Oh,
ever.
Okay.
And I roast garlic all the time. It's one of my favorite flavors to put into any dish.
Yeah.
So, and I have a terracotta bowl and it goes in the oven and it's got a cover.
Okay.
And that's what I roast. It was my grandmother's. It's what I roast my garlic in. And my mom didn't know how to do it.
Wow.
So I got to teach my mom how to properly roast garlic in this little terracotta bowl.
Boom.
And it was the most joyous moment of my week.
The smile on your face says a lot.
You guys, it was a lot. It was amazing.
Did you feel like it was a nana nana boo boo moment?
No,
or was it more like, haha, you still have things to learn, old woman?
No, actually, it was a
ABR. That's delayed as hell. Because it was just the thought of it. Yeah, it's
No, it wasn't either of those. Actually, it was more of a proud moment because I've put so much time into the kitchen myself.
Yeah.
To even stack up to what she does.
I love that.
That it was just like a, could I beat Bobby Flay moment?
Whoa.
Like I couldn't beat Bobby Flay, but right now I feel like maybe I would have a chance.
Should we call Bobby Flay? All right, guys. We're going to call Bobby Flay. I wish I could do that.
Yeah, me too.
He's awesome. But that's cool. You know what? You can still teach an old dog new tricks.
She's going to kill you. You know that, right?
I don't mean that.
You
I don't mean
her
that
old
she's
twice.
An old dog. It's an expression. It's an expression. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I am struggling with the idea, Cheyenne, of saving all of my ducats, putting them in a 401k account, waiting till I'm 68 years old, till I can finally retrieve my funds and then enjoy them.
When you're struggling with the thought of being responsible.
Tomato, tomato.
Interesting on this concept. One.
Potato, potato. Yeah. That is the responsible move. Uh-huh. But also, like, man, I don't care about, okay, this is going to sound weird, but I don't care about life after 68. For me,
okay,
those are the twilight years of, like, your life's over. I hate to say it, man. That might be grim sounding, but that's kind of how I look at it.
Hey, like, that's how you look at it. That's totally fine.
I'm 46, so right now I want to live my life.
And, I totally get that.
You know, and do what I can with the money that I have and enjoy myself.
So what do you want to do with it? Like travel or like remodel your house? Like what are you going to do with it?
Guys, here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, there's a plan. Love
this. I'm going to cash in my 401k and I'm going to invest in a bar.
Ooh, I kind of love this idea, actually. Where would you put it?
Well, there's one in my neighborhood, and it's kind of just like floating along. And you can
like
tell.
Like, it's not hopping, but it's
never
surviving.
Super popping, but there's always people there.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a good location. It's a great location, but I'm saying it's a great location to invest in because I can do so much more with it. I've worked in and out of the bar nightlife industry for the past 25, 30 years.
Yeah, it's where you started, like, really your DJ career.
Yeah, my uncle's been a bar entrepreneur. He's owned some of the biggest bars and nightclubs, and I've worked at every single one of them mm-hmm. throughout my life. And in New York City, I worked in a ton of bars. And I know what makes a good operating bar tick. And this bar has none of those features.
Ooh, okay.
At all.
So they're super lacking.
Food is super mid. Drinks are super mid. Staff is super, like, okay with being mid, which I'm like, oh my God.
No.
Decor is terrible. It was built in the 90s. Yeah. And, like, you can tell.
Wait. Yeah.
So, is it crazy? I spoke to my uncle. He said yes.
It's crazy?
he said the bar nightlife industry right now is really suffering because society has become so antisocial. Mm. Like, you just don't have that new crop of kids turning 21 and all they want to do is go to the bar.
So would that be like your core demo?
Well,
it's like that bar night. Are you thinking like IPA brewery?
Yeah. It's got to be a more mature crowd.
I love a good joint that has good IPAs.
Yeah.
And I like it when it's super chill and low key. Like, I don't want the ruckus and the riffraff from Old Town.
Yeah.
In my face.
No, that's not what I'm shooting for.
Oh,
I'm shooting to have like the coolest DJs.
Yeah.
I am gonna have an amazing music, obviously, because look at who I am.
Yeah, look at you.
My place can't have like terrible tunes.
No,
it's gonna be great music. It's gonna be great vibes, great food, great drinks. I'm advertising for it right now. Mm-hmm. I'm also looking for investors if you're interested.
Well, let me tell you this.
Yeah, please.
I would love to be an angel investor with you.
Ooh.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I can't offer you money, but what I can do...
I can't offer you money, but what I can offer you is some security.
Motivational speeches and words of affirmation,
and I will
just support you morally.
I love that. What percentage are you expecting for your moral support?
I just want to be able to drink a beer every now and then.
Oh, you got free service forever. Don't worry about that.
I am here for you morally. Maybe ethically, but we'll see when we get there.
I love it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to cash out my 401k. I'm going to figure out a plan. I don't know if it's buying a bar, but I don't want it to just sit there and accumulate 10 grand over a year.
I think investing in it is by far, at least a portion of it, investing is the way to go.
That's
for sure.
Okay. Well,
I'm here for it.
Guys, I might open a bar.
Hey.
602-894-5653. Text us. Let us know, Camel Nation, what you would do if you had a 401k that you could just cash out. Should I do the completely irresponsible thing, drain my 401k and open a bar?
I'm team yes. I'm team Nico's bar. Nico's Cantina.
Ooh. We are looking for names.
We are. We're taking suggestions.
And we're taking your call, 602-894-5653. Owen and Gilbert, should I open a bar?
Yeah, totally. I think you should completely open a bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? You're a fan of that idea?
Oh, yeah. Especially if you bring Cheyenne along. Ooh, yeah.
What?
I'm just joking with you. I think it's a great idea. We need more bars. I'll come.
What
in the world?
I've not felt so uncomfortable in so long. But also,
I don't know what you look like, but we are going to have a sign with your face on it at the door.
Oh, yeah.
Do not let this man in.
It's a clip art of Owen.
Maybe a password.
Where did you find this caller, Abe?
He said he was your biggest fan.
Awesome.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
It seems like every business is getting into the Post Malone business.
I couldn't be happier about this. I love Post Malone.
I think he's so lovable. Everybody's getting on board, especially corporations. Yes. Bud Light, we saw that commercial with Shane Gillis. He's got a couple really funny ones.
They're so funny. I can't wait for Super Bowl Sunday just to watch this commercial.
Yeah, they're definitely going to do another one, especially for the Super Bowl. So Posty is signed on with a bunch of different brands, and now Oreo is turning to Post Malone for its new limited edition combination salted caramel and shortbread flavors sandwiches.
You had me at Post Malone and Oreos because I love Oreos and I love Post Malone, but like The flavors are giving Post Malone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a chocolate Oreo cookie and a golden cookie combination.
Stop it!
Yeah, with the salted caramel cream.
Get on my taste buds.
I'm into this.
Yeah.
Posty. So I don't know if this speaks to him, because Bud Light beer, Post Malone, the guy is always walking around with a beer in his hand.
Yeah.
He could be at church. He'd be like, hey, y'all, got a beer.
That's true.
That's Post Malone. So what brand speaks to you and your personality?
Ooh, it would probably have to be something workout related, like something heavy lifting related.
I like it.
Like strong. If there was a brand that existed that its sole purpose was to empower women in the weight room,
right,
it would
right,
be
right.
that. That would be the brand.
Like, let's call the brand Tough Girl.
Ooh, love that.
Maybe we need to start this brand.
I'm not upset about it. Look at us being entrepreneurs today.
I love it.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
What about you, Nico?
I had to think about this a lot. And my brand would, number one, if it's going to reflect my personality, it's got to have something fun about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to have a fun element. I like to think of myself as a fun guy.
You are a fun guy. I like a mushroom.
So I would say it would have to be a tequila brand.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because I also, if you have me around too much, I would make you sick. So.
I mean, I haven't hit that phase of our friendship yet.
Trust me. If I'm around too
it's
much,
coming.
You're definitely going to yak.
You're going to feel a little uneasy. So that's how I see myself.
Okay. I'm concerned about our images of ourselves to ourselves, but okay.
Every time I hang out with Nico, I miss work the next day.
See? Yes. Tequila. Perfectly. All right. Producer AB Baby, is there any brand that aligns with your personality?
100%. New Era.
New Era hats.
5950.
So custom. Baseball caps.
Yeah, but specifically that.
You know what, though? Your face in like a cartoon form.
Definitely
on a
don't
cap.
Don't want my face, but
I
do.
I 1,000% want
here
that.
For I just want my logo. You know how bad I've wanted my like my own name or logo on a 5950? Like,
Can't you make that special?
Like, I feel like you can, but I just never can find
what's
it.
What's that? It's branded bills.
Yes.
Branded bills.
Oh, yeah. They don't use New Eras.
Oh.
No, he's
yeah, there's
specific
tons of
to the brand New Era.
But they're always janky snapbacks.
Oh.
I'm talking it's got to be legit. These are the ones that the ball players wear on the field.
Oh.
There we go.
That sounds very
If you
swanky.
Have any contacts at New Era, Abe's birthday's coming up in August. I'd love to surprise him with a hat with his logo on it.
Surprise.
Call us up or text us at 602-894-5653. 894-5653 Camel Nation. What brand best represents you, or who would you collaborate with? Post Malone is getting together with Oreo. He's going to have his own Oreos, which I think is a cool collab for him.
I think that's amazing. And I like his flavors because it feels chaotic.
Yeah.
Like Post Malone is. You get the chocolate cookie, you get the vanilla cookie, then you get some salted caramel and shortbread.
Sounds really good.
Get out of here.
I would definitely collab with tequila brand because I think that best represents my personality. I am a good time after a few minutes, but after a long time, I make you feel a little uneasy.
It's super self-aware of you, and I love that for you. Super.
All right, we got some text messages.
Text from the 602, I would collaborate with Tipsy Elves because, well, I like booze and Christmas sweaters. And I love this for you, right? I feel like that's a very on a par brand if those are the things that you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm here for it. Out of all the texts, though, I think this one wins the day. This is from the 408. My husband would collaborate with the Thunderbirds. Why, you ask? Question mark. Because that's important.
Why?
Because she says, my husband says, quote, they've got some of the best BDE. And I need some of that in my life. And I think that this is the most accurate statement of the day.
Okay.
If you don't know what that means,
look it up.
Urban Dictionary it, and it'll make sense.
I will agree. They walk around with a certain energy about them.
They do. And I love that for them. And I love that your husband recognizes that he's lacking in that area.
You see those hats right now that are very popular that say darling on them?
You mean the one I have in the closet right
behind
me?
Wait, you have one?
Yeah, hold on.
Wait, you have... Like, wait, you have one of these hats?
Yes, Chase sent it to me.
Wait, they're from him?
Yeah.
Wait, it's all coming together. So I watch this guy who does, like, daily vlogs on YouTube, and he's got the coolest style. Like, he's not country at all, though, but he's very in tune with pop culture.
Yeah.
So whatever he wears is always, like, you know, what's kind of buzzing around with the younger generation, and he wears a hat that says Darlin' all the time,
yep,
and I'm like...
this is Chase merch.
I didn't know they were connected.
That was my flex. He did. He sent it to me, actually, so...
Oh, that's a super flex right there.
It was super flex, I
know. He sent it to... Me,
he did.
Mwah. It's like when the kids came over to my house and they go, oh my God, you have a marshmallow helmet. And I was like, yeah, that's Marshmallow's helmet. She goes, little kid, just like Justin, my kid's friend, like 8 years old. You saw Marshmallow's face? I was like, no, it's a spare. It's a spare head. Nobody ever sees Marshmallow's face.
He's crazy good at keeping nobody to see him.
They were so young, you should have been like, I am Marshmallow.
Can you say that on the microphone, please?
What, you guys are doing a break right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, we're in a radio studio. We're talking into the microphones, Abe. At what point were you going to pick up that we were doing a break?
You guys were going way off script. It definitely did felt very not professional.
That's how we do it.
Which is par for the course in this room.
But. We are going to keep it very professional from now on. It's Nico and Cheyenne, okay? There are a lot of rough edges. All right, on that bombshell.
And that is officially my favorite break of the day.
We are a little cashed out, and it's time to say adios, amigos. We got to stop by our friends at Earnhardt. It's the brand new Earnhardt Genesis of Chandler. So if you want to stop by, it's a brand new location. If you were ever looking for a Primero Genesis location,
I love Genesis.
They do it right at Earnhardt. So we're going to go visit them. We're going to hang out for their grand opening, and we'd love to see you there.
We would.
We're inviting you.
Yeah, right off the 202 in Gilbert Road, right next to Cadillac and across the street from Mountside Fitness.
There we go.
Hey.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Camo Nation. We love you. We appreciate you. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you. Bye.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.